This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Opening the show there was Jordan Sparks, Emergency 911. Now, speaking of emergencies, I got a call from my grandma just about half an hour before the show started. Now, I don't know about your grandma, but with our family, with the Limbs, you know, I didn't grow up with my grandma calling and checking and coming over every weekend, so I only hear from my grandparents when there's something very important. Now, there's been a switch in my grandma's attitude in the last year or so, and she's starting to, call her grandchildren a lot more, especially with me, because I live in Australia and she's in Malaysia. I think she maybe misses us or something, so she's making more of an effort to call me these days, and I still, every single time that she's called me, I still panic a little when I see my phone ring. I think it's an emergency. I think that something has happened and, you know, it must be something really important, something really critical has happened at home. But hey, grandma's just calling to say, hey, how are you, David? How's your new job? Are you going to church? Yes, Grandmama Lim's favorite question and favorite thing to check up on me on is if I'm going to church, if I'm still speaking to my father, yada yada. I mean, my relationship with my dad is fine. I mean, we hang out. We watched The Green Lantern last night. So I believe you know your father-son relationship is good and in check if you can both enjoy a really bad movie together. So I think everything is fine on that front, but it never stopped my grandma from calling me almost every other week just to make sure that things are fine between my father and myself.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, when I first heard about this show, I was really excited to check it out. It's called Up All Night and it stars Will Arnett and Maya Rudolph and Christina Applegate. I'm a huge fan of Will Arnett.
Hilarious man.
And, you know, he's known for many, many things, playing Job on Arrested Development.
30 Rock.
He plays Devon Banks on 30 Rock. He's, in fact, married to Amy Poehler.
Even better.
So, you know, I was really excited to watch this show and check it out. Basically, the concept of the show is that Christina Applegate plays Reagan, who is a producer for a talk show called Ava. Ava is played by Maya Rudolph, who you will know from Saturday Night Live, but she was also in Bridesmaids.
You see, this is pedigree kind of, you know, American comedy here.
Yes, and basically she's married to Chris, who's played by Will Arnett, and he's a lawyer, and they kind of have this hard living lifestyle. You know, they work hard, they play hard, and then they have a baby.
Oh.
And Chris decides to stay home and be a stay-at-home husband and take care of the baby, and when the show starts, Reagan is just going back to work for the first time. It is you know, and it, I mean, it's produced by Lorne Michaels, who produces 30 Rock and SNL. It is, the show was created by Emily Spivey, who wrote for SNL for many years, and is it's based on her personal experience of going back after having a baby.
And basically, I'm going to love, yes, love, love
and
this show.
Before Emily Spivey got the go-ahead to make Up All Night, she was writing for Parks and Recreation.
Slay my life. So, seriously, this show is going to be huge.
So, but Dave, you know, watching a couple of episodes, and I've watched 4 episodes now, I like it.
Don't say you're underwhelmed. Don't.
I am kind of underwhelmed in a little way, in that in a lot of ways I feel like the show wouldn't succeed if it had other actors in it.
Okay, well, that's a compliment, right?
Mm. Yeah, like I feel like the strength of the show really is the performers. You know, I mean, Maya Rudolph's character Ava is kind of this combination of like Ricky Lake.
And, I was like Ricky Lee Coulter,
Ricky Lake and Oprah and Tyra Banks. Like she's got this kind of way about her where she's really insecure, but you know, in real life. But then when she's on camera, she's got all the answers, and she's like, you know, giving these like wise words of wisdom to people.
She is Tyra Banks.
Yeah, it's that kind of.
I so relate to that.
and you know, it you get this whole other element of the behind the scenes making of the talk show as well. You know, and Reagan almost plays this kind of person who keeps it together for Ava. And then you've got, you know, Will Arnett over there playing, you know, the stay-at-home husband, and, you know, that, you know, he seems, you know, he's playing video games and all of that kind of stuff, and he's developing, you know, obviously developing a new life because he was a lawyer previously. So, Dave, another notable appearance I have to mention is Mr. Mariah Carey is in this show.
Oh, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon is in the show. He plays Calvin, who is like Ava's sidekick on the show.
Oh, really? So yeah. he has quite a prominent supporting role.
Yeah, and one of the episodes that I watched, because Ava was feeling quite insecure because Reagan and Chris's baby Amy didn't like her. She kept crying anytime, you know. And, you know, Ava shows up and she, you know, tries to buy her a present, and it's like just this little purse, and she says it's a baby purse, and she's, you know, just invented the idea that, you know, babies get purses when they're born. And, you know, Nick Cannon's character, Calvin, he, as soon as the baby's handed to Calvin, you know, the baby stops crying. No. You know, he's like a baby whisperer almost.
That is hilarious. Look, Jade, this sounds like a really great show. And we always talk about this on Different Strokes, where we try to watch the pilot episode, the first episode, and kind of get a sense of how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to tell with, you know, comedy, especially how it's going to pan out for the rest of the series, because mm-hmm. the pilot episode and the first 4 or 5, it's really designed to set up the characters and everything. So it could be well flying.
It could be. And, you know, I'm really hoping that it will. I mean, based on the actors that they've got involved, I want it to be successful.
I think people that love the actors, people that like 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, mm-hmm. et cetera, you know, if you're a follower of that kind of franchise, you're going to be on board anyway.
Yeah. And
so you're really preaching to the choir.
And they have been picked up for the full first season, but I haven't heard as yet whether they're going to get a second season. The ratings at this stage are so-so.
Oh.
And there's no word yet on Aussie release either. So, you know, but check it out and, you know.
It could be a cult fave.
Yeah. I'm more than happy to, you know, keep watching this one and see what happens.
You know what I'm really hoping for with this series, though?
What's that?
Amy Poehler. I just want her to make an appearance. Just come on, like, give her something. Just give her like a quirky little character that shows up every now and then, and please.
Because she's not busy enough.
Yeah, obviously not, you know, being a mommy and, you know, doing Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, squeeze a little time in for her.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
Dave, I never thought I'd see the day when you were going to be suggesting some sort of technology-style blog, but go ahead.
Jade, look, I'm just generally interested in how information is presented. You know, the internet's great for this reason, right? That mm-hmm. there is literally something out there for everyone and, you know, different interest groups. And I'm more likely to troll, like, a pop music blog or something like that. But
I think I once made a joke that you, like, I might be your only friend whom the common thread of interest isn't pop music.
Yeah, you're actually correct. But look, in any case, I do like people, that, you know, have an interest in technology kind of things, because that's what Different Strokes is, you know. Mm-hmm. We're a media pop culture show, so it pays to have that interest in what's happening with technology and such. So mm-hmm. this week I had a look at a website called Lifehacker. There is an Australian version. That's the one I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
But there's also the mother US version.
Yeah.
Content's pretty much the same, except with the Australian one, they take information from the US website, but only stuff that's relevant to Aussies. So that's the main difference. It's a technology website with a focus on softwares, Jade, and apps that generally, you know, help make your life better.
Yeah,
that's the point of it. So they'll talk about things like that that help you organize your work and personal life and things like that. So this, to me, Lifehacker looks like something, you know, some mid-level executive or, you know, someone with an interest, or
it's very professional looking. It's not like, you know, there's not ideas on here that are like what you do in your spare time. It's more like how you function every day.
Yes. So, like, you know, there's a whole page, there's a whole tab dedicated to apps and things that will help you organize your schedule, your life, and things like that. So it is the working man and woman's technology site, mm-hmm. which I'm sure can be overwhelming when you first open up the page, because that you just instantly think, damn, there's a billion and one apps out there that I don't know about that could be making my life better. You know, yeah. How am I living? Like, is this life? You know, you know, look at all the ways I can improve my life. And it was very daunting when I first opened up the page. But I think that's only because I'm not very up to date with technology. Mm-hmm. So someone like yourself, Jade, if you were to look at Lifehacker, I think you would really love it. They generally have tips for Androids and smartphones and, you know, Twitter and Google Plus kind of things. So yep. I think, yeah, it's great for anyone with an interest in social media as well. I was very fascinated with how information's organized on Lifehacker, Jade. I've mentioned, you know, the work and organized side of it, but there's a tab on there called Communicate, and that basically takes you to a section. And, you know, they've got funny write-ups like top 10 work cliches we should eliminate. There's some sort of, you know, it's funny kind of generally things that you could talk about at work.
It's stuff that everyone can relate to, really.
Exactly. You know, most working folk that deal with technology and all that would like this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a travel section, which always baffles me when I open up and there isn't a picture of, like, the Bahamas or something. Because even at news websites,
it's actually about, like, booking your holiday and organizing your holidays.
Exactly. And, So it's not quite idyllic. It's more practical. So, the travel section has things like, you know, websites and apps that you need, you know, that are important when you're booking accommodation and, you know, hiring cars, mm-hmm. checking flight schedules. Because there's so many things invented out there to make our lives easier, Jade. It's really hard to keep track.
Yeah, it is.
So it's good to have a website that is the authority on things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The design tab is also great because they've got a weekly wallpaper thing.
Yep.
See, I go for the really simple stuff, Jade.
Yep.
Simple things like that thrill me. So do you see this as something that you would perhaps open up at work?
Well, yeah, I definitely feel like it might have some good ideas in there. And, you know, maybe there are some apps that I didn't know that I could have. And
exactly.
I can use my time doing that instead of, you know, playing
games.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. And I was actually quite hesitant to bring up Lifehackers because I feel like this could be a breeding ground for a lot of good Different Strokes content. And I don't want people to necessarily frequent this website and then go, hang on, Jade and Dave are talking about this when this was posted the other day.
Well, you know, I think what happens is I've noticed a lot too, Dave, like with a lot of the sites, you know, I read Mashable quite regularly. But, you know, I'm trying to think of, there was something that broke the other day on Twitter, and it was like literally, you know, Mashable puts it up, and then, you know, within half an hour or whatever, one of the other, you know, technology style blogs I follow is, and then someone else retweets it, you know. So I think that, you know, news is all kind of breaking at the same time, you know.
And there's no harm in that. There's no harm in creating our radio content based on what other people have found.
No, no, we don't have to be the first people. I mean, we're still going to claim it if there's a bump, but we don't have to be the first people to find something.
We're happy to take credit if you become successful after we talk about it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Jay?
Pretty much, Dave, pretty much.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9, where the Vanity Combi Van is always on the loose.
Yeah, it's always, always, it's always ready to hit the road.
Ready to run anything over and take credit. Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Look, on tonight's show, I'm going to talk about an artist that I'm almost certain is more Jade's side of the playlist than my own. In case you're not privy to what Different Strokes is about, it's really about camp and geek colliding, and that is very much reflected in the music that Jade and I like. I tend to go for pop music. I tend to go for underrated pop, things that are a little bit camp and a little bit sassy and a little bit glittery. But as for Jade, she likes her indie alternative stuff. She likes her indie electro sometimes as well. So Nikki and the Dove, they're actually a Swedish experimental electropop duo. And I so totally feel that this is right up Jade's alley. But for whatever reason, she hasn't picked it up. So I thought, hey, I'm going to bring this in. I'm going to, you know, really introduce this band to her because I feel like it's right up her street. Now, it's said to be, you know, 2012 is said to be a rather big year for this group because they've been shortlisted as a BBC Sound of 2012 artist. Now, the BBC Sound of 2012 is a rather prestigious list that's compiled right at the end of every year for the following year to predict what kind of upcoming artists are going to go mainstream. It's compiled and curated by a list of, you know, British journalists, British music critics, and so on and so forth. So they do a bit of forecasting, and Nikki and the Dove have been shortlisted to break out this year. So I don't know if this is going to necessarily spell success for them or not. I mean, on last year's list, we had the Naked and Famous, who we love here at Different Strokes as well, for the song Punching in a Dream. And they were on that list, and they didn't necessarily go mainstream, but, you know, they definitely got more media attention that year, probably as a result of making this list. So I don't really think Nikki and the Dove has what it takes to be as big as, say, the next Jessie J or whatnot, but I think they will definitely make some sort of wave or some sort of impact in the indie world if they haven't already. Now, what does Nikki and the Dove sound like? I'm listening to their newest EP, The Drummer, right now, and to be honest, you can really tell that they have a background in folk. Vocally, I'm hearing a little bit of Lucky Lee. I'm hearing a little bit of Kate Bush. It is quite voodoo. It's quite experimental. But musically, it's a little I mean, they've described themselves as, you know, makers of flamboyant pop. Now, when I think of flamboyant pop, I think of RuPaul. I think of Prince, maybe. Possibly the Spice Girls, but I don't necessarily picture Nikki and the Dove. Musically, it is interesting. It is it's very colourful, very modern style of electro pop. There are tracks on there like The Drummer, for instance, the title track. Very fluorescent in sound, very catchy. But there are also other tracks that are a little bit darker, like Mother Protect, which I'm sure fans of Bjork would probably gravitate towards. I am, of course, talking about a time where Bjork bothered with melodies, not current era Bjork, of course. So there's a rhythmic sensibility to it. Musically, it is interesting, a little bit dark, a little bit voodoo. So it kind of crosses the line between really interesting and really intriguing indie music and good quality pop, if you get what I mean. Tastemakers and bloggers everywhere have already tuned in to Nikki and the Dove. So I assume it's only going to be a matter of time before they get more fans and more of a following. You know, they're starting to gig a bit more now as well. So hopefully they'll gain a bit of exposure across Europe, and who knows, maybe someday they will come to Australia and do a couple of shows here.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.